Thank you. Are there any other comments on the issue of traceability? If not, conscious of the time and that we're fast approaching the end of this session, what I'm gonna do, I'm just gonna go over quickly the other two or three benefits, and then I'm just gonna open the floor for comments that relate to any of them, if you don't mind. Compliance by design. So because of the ability of DLT to really set rules that, you know, the famous governance of the network and the chain, one of the main advantages really automating a process or activity by using a system that registers all steps and outcomes in a neutral repository. So I sort of consider it as a sort of like tamper-proof workflow. Compliance by design, proof of existence. We've already touched on this, so I won't elaborate too long, but this is here really the advantage of being able to demonstrate, you know, that information exists, that it has been shared without sharing the information itself. So only revealing the famous kind of digital footprint of the file that we discussed. And last but not least, resilience. So the ability to protect data against failures or downtime. We heard earlier about denial of service attacks or distributed denial of service attacks. Now, those are critical if the information is only kept in one place, which can be made unavailable through a DDoS. However, one of the main advantages of DLT is, by virtue of being distributed, is that the information is replicated across multiple ledgers and systems, so making the information itself more reliant to cyberattacks. So now I'm just opening the floor if you have any remarks you want to make about any of the issues that we've heard, any of the benefits that you have heard today, any concerns that you still may have after today's panel. And if you can link them to the advantages that we just discussed, even better. Please.